Please come this way.
What have you got to say for yourself? Don't do that. No.
I'm just poking you with the pen.
Yeah, but I can actually feel that. That's it's a pen.
That's the point.
Yeah, but it's sharp.
I know, that was the point.
You've got
of
long
it.
Hair there.
Oh God, I keep long hairs keep falling off, and I just have to try and put them back, but then they don't stay back once they've left your head.
Welcome to the first subscriber-only special episode of
Why Is Harriet Crying? Should have done that before. Putting your hand sanitizer gel on now. Mine's.
I'm going to rub the microphone with it.
Talking to the microphone.
Why?
I'm going to rub the microphone with it.
Elliot just had to, why are you not talking to it at the beginning?
Because you could pick it up.
Now you just got wet hands. I saw it. No. Now your hand, you didn't rub your hands together very well. So now it's sort of sloppy.
I'm rubbing sanitizer on the microphone.
Oh, God, it's disgusting.
Why?
I don't know.
It's moisturizer as well.
Mine's actually more moisturizing.
But mine's
mine. How much bacteria does yours kill?
All of it.
Mine's 99.99%. Yours is... Doesn't even say
it
because
says
it doesn't.
99.99%.
Yeah, it does. But mine helps keep hands clean and fragranced.
Yeah, same here. And it's moisturizer.
And moisturizes and is highly flammable. And could cause
mine's
serious
quick
eye
well.
Irritation.
Yeah, yours is really expensive.
No, it's not. You think it's really expensive?
How much was that?
I think it was like £6.
Yeah.
This but it'll is last way longer.
55.
This will last
Why
way
last
longer.
Longer.
And because I was getting eczema on my hands. And keep away from heat and hot surfaces. And remove person to fresh air. Remove person.
Please.
Oh, if it's inhaled. Why are you saying please like that?
Because you're grabbing things from my
You
hand.
Grabbed it from me first. Don't throw this on the floor because I did drop the other one on the floor and it smashed. It's
you
actually glass. You don't
the...
think it's going right. to be glass, but it is.
Harriet's
if inhaled,
really nervous, which is why she's playing
if
up.
If inhaled, remove person to fresh air and keep comfortable for breathing.
Remove person for fresh air?
It doesn't make any sense that remove person to fresh air and keep comfortable for breathing.
Can I see it? Because nope. I don't think you're nope. reading it properly.
I literally am. That's the sentence.
Let me see it.
If inhaled, remove...
Give it to, let go of it. Ooh. You're a child.
You're a child. Anyway, this isn't very good content. See what I mean?
No, I haven't seen the bit.
Is it Sunil? Remove
if
person.
If inhaled, remove person
remove
to fresh
person.
Air and
it
keep
doesn't
comfortable
make any sense.
If in eyes, rinse cautiously.
So if I inhale this, you have to remove me to fresh air and
yeah,
keep me comfortable.
Yeah, I have to put you outside. Yeah, okay, great stuff.
You got to remove me.
No.
I inhaled it.
Yeah.
I
did. So a lot of people aren't actually going to be watching this episode. They'll just hear it.
Oh, dear. Well, it doesn't sound very good, probably. I'm sorry about
terrible
that.
Terrible start. I was trying to cue you up to say this is the first one.
Oh, really?
This is probably the worst start to a podcast we've ever had.
Yes, but I mean, that is what the podcast is, you know.
I just think it's because you're nervous.
I am really nervous. It just feels like, I just feel excited. I feel nervous. Like
if
I just
this is not good. People will stop subscribing.
Yes, I know. We're just going to lose all our subscribers.
That's what's
Please
gonna happen.
Don't. Oh, they said don't be needy. Yeah, whatever. Whatever you want to do.
Oh, so slick. So cool.
If you want. Oh, my phone fell on the ground. Yeah, if you want to unsubscribe, it's fine.
I don't understand why you like you keep stuff in your lap and then it just falls off throughout the podcast recording. Like, there's still a pen there.
Yeah, well,
you don't need the pen. There's
off.
Nothing to write on.
It hasn't fallen off.
There's nothing, literally nothing
well,
to write on.
I think
on.
I had to hide it from the table, didn't I? And so I put it on my lap.
Put it on the floor.
There you go. It's on the floor. You happy now?
Yes, I'm fine. You're going to tell me about your volunteering, though.
Yes. I was going to... Please, can you just please try? Please try.
What have I done?
You're being off-putting. You asked me a question and then you just turned away. Like, it's rude. Like, you need to speak to me like a person. Speak to me like a person,
can
please.
Can you just act professionally?
I'm trying to. I'm nervous. Like,
think
okay.
about the audience.
Okay. So, well, I don't want to think. So I don't want to think about that.
What?
Well, I don't want to think of an audience. They're
all
our
listening
friends.
Intently.
Yeah, but they're our friends. Okay, no fine. One's listening intently. Everyone's doing other things while they're listening to this. Nobody is sat down listening to this. Come on. Or if you are, then good
People
for you.
People listen to this like I listen to classical music.
Really? Just to make them feel calm.
An armchair, very expensive headphones, and no distractions.
What classical music do you listen to?
The Ride of the Valkyrie.
That's the really intense one where they go da 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 da.
Yeah.
That was impressive. I knew that.
I didn't know it, and you did. So
I did. I don't know if that's true.
No.
That also sounded a bit like—is it Roadrunner? Where it What's it go? How's it go? Roadrunner.
Yeah. Oh no, that's just a horn. That's just like a war.
That's just a war horn. Anyway.
That reminds me. I did a good joke the other day for my housemates.
Okay.
Have you ever tried that French brand of butter called President Butter?
No. Oh yes.
Yeah. So I was in the kitchen the other day, and I did that horn. I did my lords, ladies, and gentlemen. Please welcome to the kitchen, President Butter. It's a good joke, isn't it? My lords, I did the full, like, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, and three people looked up from their dinner and from the TV, and I was like, may I please introduce to this room President Butter?
No, it's been difficult for everybody not having stand-up comedy. It's a difficult time for everybody.
What if that's the best thing I've ever done? What if that is the best thing I've ever done?
It's difficult. Everyone's struggling in their own ways, and we...
Oh, God. I really enjoyed that, though, when I did it.
We had a similar joke about when we thought about getting the loft done, and then the cheapest quote we got was from the Loft King, and then every time we talk about it, we said... the loft king. I think we need to lay out the red carpet because the Loft King is coming. It's fun. It is fun to do things.
It's
like
a big
that.
Shout calling yourself the Loft King, though, isn't it?
Yes. Call yourself it. Yeah. No one else has appointed you.
But that's
you
how kings
said,
work, though, isn't it?
Oh, they
that's
take
how kings
over.
Came about. They just say they're king and then they defend that position against anyone who wants to be king.
What do you think about the queen?
What do you mean? I don't think she could defend her position.
I had an argument with my mum about the Queen the other day.
What, you like her, she doesn't?
No, the other way around.
Why don't you like the Queen?
I just feel bad about how much money she has.
That she's got too much.
She makes 30 grand every 3 hours.
She
or
doesn't,
something
though.
Like
she's
that.
She's not allowed it.
Yeah, but she does.
Yeah, but she's not giving it.
Yeah, she is. She's getting ASOS packages. She's ordering, she's eating
no,
President
her,
Butter.
If she
starts,
she's
with
not
a spoon.
Eating President Butter.
Yeah.
President Butter is French, so she wouldn't have that.
Oh, no, she'll spit on that.
Okay.
She'll have
she'd
Flora.
Buy it to spit on it. No, not Flora. Flora's not
probably
butter.
Not Flora. No, can't believe it's not butter.
I'll take
probably.
My glasses off. That's awful.
No,
she doesn't. If she suddenly was like spending money on jewelry, that would ruin her position.
Have you
as
seen
queen?
How many crowns she has and diamonds?
She
she's spending
them,
all that money
she
on jewelry.
She inherited them. She doesn't buy new jewelry.
Oh, she does. What? She's like, what's she going to do if you're the queen? What are you going to do with your spare time apart from
you
buy
know what
jewelry?
She goes
you can't
up to
kill
Balmoral.
Peasants anymore.
She like goes for walks with her dogs and that.
That's quite nice, really.
She's got official things to do. She's got open like nurseries and schools and that.
Not at the moment. What's she doing now? She's got to shield. She's got to shield because
she
of her age.
Very old.
I don't know. I think it's all a bit old fashioned.
And your mum said what?
She said it's nice having a queen. And I said, I just don't. I think it's unfair that there's a queen.
Why?
Because she has all the money and then all the other people don't have the money. I think it's unfair.
You've got money.
Yeah, but I don't have as much as a queen.
You want as much money as the queen?
No, I want her to share her money.
How much would you get out of her?
Well, she'd share it all around.
How much would that be?
Probably about £3 each. No, how much would it be?
Yeah, about that. Probably doesn't even cover the coffee that Elliot bought you earlier.
Oh, God.
Yeah? Still guilty about that?
Yeah, I do feel guilty. But that would make everyone happy, having a cup of coffee. Actually, I think the queen is worth more than a cup of coffee, to be honest, actually.
So you would pay more than that to have a queen?
Wait okay, a minute, this has gone. She should have more money, I think we've decided. God, what a journey we've been on.
Yeah, so...
Anyway, I've been trying to do good things in lockdown. It's really backfired massively. What have you done that's good?
What do you
people?
Mean?
What have you done to help people during lockdown?
I've kept the nation's spirits up.
With the President Butter?
With my President Butter gag. I've been doing radio to the nation.
That's not... You can't say that's for keep, people.
Yeah, no. Generally people texting and going, that's really made my day.
Really?
Yeah.
God,
and I haven't even done
days,
the President Butter
they?
Gag on there either. I won't do the President Butter gag
just
for
here, just
I'll
Patreon
only do it
listeners.
For Patreon
yeah.
listeners.
Well, that and housemates... They don't subscribe, do they?
Yeah, but you test stuff out in your housemates, don't you?
You have to. You have to test it out, yeah. Did it? But it didn't seem like it got a good reaction there.
Is bemusement.
Bemused, just a bit bemused. In a stand-up comedy club, can you imagine if you just got bemusement?
I can, actually. Yeah.
It's happened.
I can imagine it because it's happened, yeah. I've been back in the clubs. It's been very odd.
Really? Where'd you gig?
I did 6 gigs last week.
Oh my God, who are you? The King of Spain?
I'm the King of Spain. Very odd. But people are just fine. Yeah. They're just like, there's no, it's fine.
Everyone's fine. Yeah, everyone's going back to normal, pretending nothing's happening.
Yeah. I guess that's the best way to deal with it.
You've just got to pretend.
Sorry, you were volunteering. You wanted to show anyway, off about how you're helping people.
I felt bad that I'm not doing anything. You apparently don't feel bad about it. But I wanted to do something helpful. And so I went online. So me and Bobby did this volunteering thing together, and that was fine because we did it together. But then I knew Bobby was going to be at a driving lesson before he passed. It's to go, you stand outside Morrison's and collect
food. You have to stop doing that. You're really bad at it.
I know. Okay, well, this time was the definite last time because it went really badly. So I knew Bobby was busy, so I was like, I should just do something to be helpful. But I clicked to do it. Then as soon as I clicked, I was like, fuck, I don't want to do it.
No,
so
hang on. It's the thing where you stand outside a supermarket and say, can I have some free food for people who can't afford it?
Anyway, I went to click, and as soon as I clicked, I wanted to unclick. But it was too late. You couldn't unclick, so then I had to go do it.
Why don't you volunteer at something that's actually comfortable for you to volunteer to?
Because nobody wants me, because I'm really bad at it. So then
you always work at food banks, but you're terrible at every job they give you.
Yes, Sunil. So choose something else.
Like, talk to an old person.
No old people want to talk to me. I talked to my neighbour. Didn't want to talk to me. Anyway, so I went to do it, and there's meant to be someone else there. But then I got there, and the other person just didn't show up.
Oh.
So then I just had to stand with the table outside Morrison's with all the food on it. So I couldn't leave anywhere because I couldn't leave the food on the table.
Oh, because people would steal it.
Yeah, but then as I was standing there, this homeless woman came over, and then she started taking things from the table like it was a buffet.
Mm.
But then I couldn't face telling her that it wasn't for her, that it was like for other people.
Sure.
Because she didn't have any food.
She knew what she was doing. She clocked you. She knew that you were an easy target. Yeah.
Well, then she started to get angry because we didn't have Maryland cookies. And I said, I couldn't say you can't have it. So I was like,
but if she goes to a food bank, she'll be able to get that, won't she?
Because this is to be delivered to people's houses, but she doesn't have a house. She deserves it. But then I would get in trouble from the charity for giving it out, probably, because you're not. And then everyone was looking. And then I was like, I don't know, do you want
some
shortbread?
Is anyone helping you at all?
No, they were meant to be people there. So I said, No boss. And I said, do you want some shortbread? And then she was like, I don't like shortbread. And then she got some bourbons, but then she was like, why don't you have any raisins? And then she got really angry that there weren't any raisins. And I was like, I don't know. And then I said to her, I was like, I'll give you some money and you can go buy some raisins. And then I was giving her cash, but then I knew I wasn't supposed to do that because they're not going to give out money.
Yeah.
But then I was like,
whose money was it? Oh, your money.
So my money. Okay. So then I just gave her some money. But then she said, I can't go in the shop now. I don't have time. But she did still take the money. But then she said, I've lost my bag. And then she was really upset that she'd lost her bag. But she had 9 bags, but she'd lost one of her bags. And then she got really upset. And then
she reminds me a lot of you, though.
I think that's what I recognise myself. Like,
I'm looking at your bags now in the corner of the room.
Yeah, there's about 9 bags there. anyway, I got really stressed because I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And then a man came to collect some of the food on the first collection thing. And then he was like, no, you have to go. It's not no, go.
Who? Sorry, what man?
You can't have the man that came to collect some of the food, the official man.
Okay, right.
And then he told her she had to go. And then I felt bad, but like it just, yeah. And then another man came over. And then he said, do you want to hear a joke? And then I was like...
Is it about President Butter?
Was it not as good
as the President Butter joke?
It wasn't, Sunil, if I'm going to be honest. And I said... I didn't say yes
what
or
was
no.
The joke?
I just said,
you've got to tell the joke now.
So then he said, because there was ketchup on the table. And he said, this is what made me think of the joke, is the ketchup. But you have to bear in mind here, I've been trying not to laugh at men because I laugh sometimes to be polite out of politeness. And so I've been trying not to laugh, but then sometimes it can have jarring consequences. So then he said, so there's 2 tomatoes, and the tomatoes are crossing the street. And then the mum tomato said to the other baby tomato, you better catch up.
Mm.
And then he paused, and then I didn't make a noise. And then he said, I'm really sorry, I'm drunk.
That's funny. Yeah.
And then I said, okay. And then he said, it's because I'm living with my mum.
Oh,
and
no.
I said, oh, yeah. And he said, anyway, I am sorry for bothering you. And he left. So that was bleak. And then they went and got the rest of it. And then I had a whole table. The table was like longer than me lying down. I had
still
to carry
sorry,
this,
this
table.
Story's still going. You're still sitting at the table now.
Yeah, but then they took all the stuff, and I had to take the table across the road. But there was no one to help me carry the table, so I had to carry a 6-foot table just across the road on my own.
To where?
Across the road, because these people are really nice in the shop opposite, so they keep it, but you have to cross the road with the table. And everyone was just staring at me, like, it just carrying the table. It was very stressful.
That's amazing. Why do you, I don't think, so, they shouldn't let you do this.
I know, but there's no, you don't have to have any qualifications. Anyone can do it.
Well, evidently, yeah. You haven't got any?
No.
Have you?
No, none. So
you got,
yeah,
a drama degree?
No, English literature actually. So, what's your degree in?
Business. Why is Elliot laughing? Why is everyone laughing at that? What's so funny?
Well, put that to good use, haven't you? Well, now you have, finally. Nearly 40, you've got a business. A professional podcast business.
I've been in business for a long time, actually.
What business?
The business of business. Show. The business of show.
No.
No. Yep. Marketing, sales, accounting, HR.
Do you have an accounting degree?
No, I've studied accounting.
Do you have a CIMA?
I'm exempt from level one. Whatever that means.
What have you
done? Well, no, CIMA's management accountancy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm more like
that's
tax.
That's what Sneeney's got. You, yeah, do tax accountancy.
More like more proper.
You don't have any qualifications. You can't do any taxes.
Do you want me to do your taxes?
Yeah.
Really?
For free?
Yeah, but I won't get it right.
Okay, then no.
Right, okay.
You're a bad businessman.
You're a bad businessman. I should set up a business, actually.
You have with me. Why is Harriet Crying Limited?
I'm setting up a business.
Do tote bags.
I might set up a side business along with show business.
What? Yeah, but what will you sell?
I mean, I don't know. Services.
Oh, cleaning people's houses, like we said. We want that to be a tier on the Patreon, but no one's refused so far.
Well,
but
absurd,
if we get enough...
House,
yeah.
We'll have a cleaner.
Yeah, but then you go and clean other people's houses.
And earn enough money to pay my cleaner.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wearing a silly hat.
What's wrong?
Because we have to make it humiliating. You have to wear a silly hat
the whole
time.
Why don't you have to do anything humiliating? Oh, you do? You have to wish happy birthday to people.
We're not doing it every month, though. We have to get rid of this.
You have
rumor.
To give them something for that, you know, subscription.
Yeah, for the year.
No, every month.
And be on my team. That's
what
part
that
of
mean?
My team. Well, then we're going to do more team things coming up.
Yeah.
Your team. You don't even have anyone on your team.
I've got loads of people
no
on my team,
no one's joined
actually.
Your team. No one's joined Team Sunil.
Well, don't tell them that, because then they won't join Team Sunil. They need to know that I'm a winner in order to join the team.
Well, they clearly don't. No one thinks you're a winner right now, do they? It's embarrassing, isn't it?
No,
that you're
not really. Actually,
please keep joining my team, because we're going to be the winning team. Because now people might join, because we said that Sunil was a you'll get the sympathy vote.
Don't join my team because I don't want to wish you happy birthday.
Wow, you really killed that buzz, haven't you? Good for
I
you.
Will. I'll make Harriet. Wait, did you say
sorry?
Something?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
What are you doing?
I just moved.
I did an audition for a stupid man sitting on toilet.
Yeah, you said you were going to go. How did it go?
I think I did really well. The guy at the audition said, wow, I really felt...
That you were a stupid man on a toilet?
You were a stupid man sitting on the toilet.
Did you bring a toilet like I suggested last time?
No,
you?
Because they had
they
a stall.
They provided it.
They had a stall. I need to bring my own toilet.
Did you mind lifting up the toilet lid as you walked over?
No, I assumed it was already up.
No, but it wasn't.
Oh no, that's an absolute disaster.
Really,
if I've done what I've done.
In the mime it was down.
Oh,
so
no.
You just sat on it.
Anyway, I had to mime being scared.
Because the thing, it was interesting, is that if it was a woman, she'd be peeing, but that meant you were shitting on the toilet.
Yeah, it's a stupid man taking a shit.
How do you have to mime that?
Well, I didn't actually have to take a shit. I had to just sit there and then.
Yeah, but that's
like,
why you're sat there. We all know what that's why you're sat there. We all know.
I'm there to take a bit of time out of my day and have a nice, quiet dump. But what happens is, before I can do that,
yes,
a mythical creature...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sort of smashes around,
yes,
and scares me.
Oh, dear.
So I had to be scared. I had to look fearful. And
okay, let's mime it now. What? You didn't look afraid at all.
Yeah, but that's not what the mythical creature did.
What did it do?
You don't do that again. That was... that was the same noise you make when you're being sick.
I panicked.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
I'm sorry.
I should check my heart rate.
Did it go up? 85 BPM. Is that good or bad?
That was 7 minutes ago, though, before you did that.
Oh, yeah. What's it now?
It's measuring it now.
It's measuring it. But is that good or bad heart rate?
Pretty bad. 81 actually went down. Actually, my heart rate went down when you scared me. Maybe that's what keeps me calm.
Your body self-regulates.
Yeah, yeah, I think it could be. Anyway, I didn't get it.
Oh.
But like, I was turning down loads of auditions because I was like,
really?
I don't really
too good
do,
for them. Yeah, probably.
Don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And then my agent was like, you sure?
So you turned down lots, but then you thought, this really speaks to me.
I turned down lots.
This stupid man on the toilet is one that I feel I could really
I turned
really
down lots
do.
And then I spoke to Andrew Nolan and Janine Haruni.
Yes.
And they were lovely. And they were saying like, oh, but we always go for them because it's like,
yeah,
it's
of course.
Fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I realized the only reason I wasn't going for them.
Fear.
Was because
shame.
The roles made me sound stupid.
Yes.
So that it's always either stupid man sitting on toilet.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
Or fat idiot dad. It's always
that's
some sort of idiot.
Bracket.
That is my casting bracket. And I think I just have to lean into it.
Yes.
But of course, that's not really me. So acting wise, it takes a lot out of me to be that person.
So you'd say you're not, they think you're the fat idiot man, but you're not the fat idiot man.
I'm very clever.
You think that maybe if that's how people see
I'm a
that
slim, clever
maybe,
boy.
If people see you that way, then maybe that's actually...
It's like looking in a mirror and being like, oh, I didn't know I looked like that.
Yes, and but they're
oh,
telling
yeah,
you.
They're telling me.
They're telling you who they are.
But that's not them telling me. It's my agent putting me up for that stuff without telling me. And I was like, oh, yeah, that is.
So okay. That's how she sees you.
Well, she's like, that's the way you're going to make money.
I always like, yeah, get put play. Up for beautiful model. I always go for the, there. I always get called in for the beautiful model.
You were waitress say, for one thing.
They always say, you're too good for this. We can't. And then
oh,
it's
really?
Just, yeah, that's what's happened a few times when
it's
I'm
a shame.
At the beautiful model castings.
So what do you do if you can't get into that?
Oh, you know, you just have to, if you're too good for it, you just can't do it, you know.
So where do you have to go? Like, you have to go to Hollywood, I guess. After
I that. Guess. I guess probably. Or Mars.
All right.
What are you doing?
New feature, isn't it?
Oh, we've got fun. A new feature for the Patreon. So it's not a sad story. It's a...
Because you get to do a sad story.
I tell you a sad story, but you're going to do one for me now. So
I'm
what are you doing?
I'm going to teach Harriet how to be a better person using a book called The 33 Strategies of War. But no, because I think it's applicable to everyone.
Applicable.
Yep. So I'm going to go through each strategy and we're going to discuss it.
Okay.
Like as if I was the teacher and you were the student.
As if that was the case, yes.
As if that is the case.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, I'm waiting for this
for
great feature.
One?
I don't know if you think you know what you're doing, but...
So I'm going to read you the...
Thank
okay,
you.
So the first chapter, the first
this
lesson.
This book doesn't look very well thumbed, I will just say. I don't feel like... Or did you already know all the things and you just bought it to teach me?
I don't really thumb books. So this is the first chapter.
Okay.
And the first chapter is called
yes.
Declare War on Your Enemies.
Right.
And it's called the Polarity Strategy.
Okay.
So this is a synopsis of that chapter.
Right, okay. Yes.
Life is endless battle and conflict.
Oh.
And you cannot fight effectively unless you can identify your enemies. Like that homeless woman.
She's not my enemy.
She is. Learn to smoke out your enemies by sitting at a table
so
outside
I can start
Morrison's.
Smoking again.
Learn to smoke out your enemies to spot them by the signs and patterns that reveal
oh my
hostility.
God.
Well, listen.
This is very stressful. I think it's just going to make
well,
me
then
anxious.
Once you have them in your sights, inwardly declare war. Your enemies can fill you with purpose and direction. I think you do need enemies, actually.
Okay.
Actually, you've told me about some of your enemies in the past, and it doesn't really sound like they're your
I
enemies.
I need new enemies, I think.
No, but you can smoke out your enemies, it says here.
What if you're my enemy?
Well, that you've kept your enemies very close then, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I know. So what do I do? It just sounds very stressful the way that you say it.
As people who stand in your way, who represent what you loathe, people to react against, they are a source of energy. Do you see what I mean?
Okay, so I have to be inspired.
Do not be naive. With some enemies, there can be no compromise, no middle ground.
Well, then what does that mean then?
What do you mean?
Well, there's nothing I can do then.
No, I'm saying they're saying you should find enemies to drive you forward.
Yeah, okay.
So you need to find people that are your enemy.
Okay.
Like you need a nemesis.
Okay.
So you need to find
Bobby.
Someone. No, not people you
okay.
already know. Don't,
okay.
Don't
wait.
Turn against the people
okay.
you already know.
Okay,
that
don't
are
turn
already
against my husband.
You.
Okay.
Smoke out your people that don't like you, smoke them out.
Okay.
And then
okay.
fight them.
Who doesn't like me?
Well, you got to smoke them out.
How do I smoke them out?
I think maybe look at everyone who follows you on social media who
right.
doesn't like your posts.
So they hate follow me?
They hate follow
Do you think
you.
People hate follow me?
Yeah. And you
fuck
need to smoke
yeah.
them out. You need to smoke them out.
Yeah.
And then inwardly
declare
war. How
do I smoke them out? So I just find out if they like me or not. Because they might have muted me.
There's this long bit here called
the
inner enemy.
Oh my God, this is making me very anxious. So I am my own enemy.
Huh?
I'm my own enemy, the inner enemy.
We're talking about outer enemy.
Oh my God.
These are very long examples.
Yeah, well, I imagine that you would have highlighted and selected bits that you wanted to talk about.
Margaret Thatcher came to power as an outsider. A middle-class woman, a right-wing radical. The first instinct of most outsiders who attain power is to become insiders. Life on the outside is hard, but in doing so, they lose their identity, their difference, the thing that makes them stand out in the public eye.
Okay.
If Thatcher
had become like everyone else.
No, if Thatcher had become like the men around her, she would have simply been replaced by another man.
Yes. So don't be replaced by men. Be a woman.
Her instinct was to stay an outsider.
Yes.
In fact, she pushed being an outsider as far as it could go.
That's actually really good advice.
This is great advice.
I am an outsider and I need to appreciate I'm an outsider.
There's lots of little quotes here. Don't depend on the enemy not coming. Depend rather on being ready for him.
It's got to be ready at all times.
Have you heard any of this sort of stuff before?
No.
Where did you... I didn't buy this book.
I've never been to war. No, you got me 50 cents book.
Did you read that?
No. You can read that to me next time. Mm.
These stories are really long.
Yeah.
This is like when you do the sad story, but you never
read
it.
Well, I actually prepare, so this is... You've just got a whole book here, and you're just trying to desperately find a bit to read to me, so...
I think you need to prepare next time, we've learned.
That's what we've learned.
It's
not as easy, is it, actually, preparing something each time.
This is really actually
But I just feel really anxious now, and I think everyone listening probably does. So you just made everyone really anxious.
If you count on safety and do not think of danger, if you do not know enough to be wary when enemies arrive, this is called a sparrow nesting on a tent.
Okay.
A fish swimming in a cauldron. You won't last one day.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
No? Oh, no, that is the end
of
the chapter.
Yeah, it's the end of the
chapter. It's always keep the search for and use of enemies under control. It's clarity you want, not paranoia.
But I feel paranoid. I didn't feel paranoid before. Now I feel paranoid.
You need clarity.
I don't have any clarity. I didn't know I had enemies until now.
It's the downfall of many tyrants like you to see an enemy in everyone.
I'm not a tyrant.
Like you. It says like you.
I'm a tyrant.
They lose their grip on reality and become hopeless. This is summing up exactly the journey you've taken over this.
What?
You've become paranoid and hopelessly embroiled in the emotions their paranoia churns up.
That's what the chapter did to me.
By keeping... Keep your suspicions to yourself so that if you're wrong, no one will know. This is all very good advice.
See you next week. Thank you for listening, everybody.
No, there's
Keep
more.
Keep your enemies close.
Margaret Thatcher.
God's... Goodbye.
What? Okay, fine.